Premier Doug Ford has declared a state of emergency in the province in an attempt to end costly border blockages and what he called the siege in Ottawa connected to COVID-19 vaccine mandate protests. Today, I am using my authority as Premier of Ontario to declare a state of emergency in our province, Ford said on Friday, February 11. And I will convene cabinet to use legal authorities to urgently enact orders that will make crystal clear it is illegal and punishable to block and impede the movement of goods, people and services along critical infrastructure. Ford said punishment for non-compliance under the new rules will swell to a maximum fine of $100,000 and up to a year imprisonment. We will also provide additional authority to consider taking away the personal and commercial licenses of anyone who doesn't comply with these orders, he added. Saying Ontario's economy is built on trade, Ford cited the monetary implications of the trucker protest at the Ambassador Bridge linking Windsor and Detroit. The Ambassador Bridge in Windsor alone sees $700 million of two-way trade every single day. And that trade employs hundreds of thousands of Ontarians who work in auto plants and factories across our great province. Those jobs feed millions of families. They are a lifeline for our province and its economy. I call it a siege because that is what it is, while stressing that all Ontarians retain the right to peacefully protest. Ford said the situation in Ottawa has extended beyond reasonable limits, saying the city has been taken hostage. We are now 2 weeks into the siege of the city of Ottawa. I call it a siege because that is what it is. It's an illegal occupation. This is no longer a protest, he said. With a protest, you peacefully make your point and you go back home. Your right to make a political statement does not outweigh the rights of 1 million people in Ottawa to live peacefully, free of harassment and chaos in their own homes. So, let me be as clear as I can. There will be consequences for these actions and they will be severe.